Thank you, Mr. President. I'll offer first up some very general thoughts on the overall action plan, but I will be very brief. So I think we would agree with the points made by the EU that the action plan could still benefit from some streamlining, simplifying. There are a lot of actions here. It's important that the actions that we are setting out in this action plan are challenging for states, parties, but also attainable. We will go through them in more detail section by section, but we do feel that some of the actions may be aiming at standards that could be very hard to meet in practice, and perhaps risk establishing inefficient processes as well. Finally, we would encourage a focus on straightforward and clear language to support states to deliver their obligations effectively. Specifically on the introduction, we do believe that the introduction should set out the broad objectives of the action plan, and the current draft delivers the headline points. We support the current draft, but obviously we endorse the points made by the European Union. The UK also suggests emphasising the humanitarian objective of mine action in this section. That has to be the overarching objective of our work. We support the understanding that the action plan will build on the objectives set out in the Nairobi, Cartagena and Maputo action plans rather than replacing the previous plans. And finally, we support including language that references both new and legacy contamination. On the guiding principles section, on action three, the UK strongly supports an inclusive approach to the implementation of the convention obligations and referencing gender that supports practical implementation of mine action. We would broadly endorse the comments made by France on clarifying the language in this section. We would suggest amending Action 3 to expressly mention inclusivity and non-discrimination as key outputs from considering different needs. And on the intersectional approach, we feel the action plan needs to be clearer about what states are actually being required to do by referencing intersectional approach. Where donor states provide assistance to other states in implementing their national strategies and work plans, we would like to emphasize that there may be aspects of national work plans that some donor states cannot support. Therefore, Action 7 would need to be caveated with language such as where feasible and in line with donor policies, something to that effect. And finally, we would support the reference, obviously, to states meeting their financial commitments and obligations. This is an important contribution to the overall functioning of the convention. We do have some slightly more detailed comments, but I think it would make sense for us to pass those on in writing. Thank you.